the arrest of Kuwaiti-born Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is being described as a major success in the US-led global war on terrorism. Washington has praised Pakistani and US authorities for what it calls a successful joint operation that resulted in the detention of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who is believed to have planned the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks on US cities. He has been indicted in the United States for his role in a plot to blow up U.S. commercial airliners in 1995. U.S. authorities have also linked him to several other terrorist strikes, including the 1998 bombings of two American embassies in Africa. The Federal Bureau of Investigation put his name on its list of 22 most wanted terrorists, and U.S. authorities were offering up to $25 million for information leading to his arrest. A prominent Pakistani author and political analyst, Ahmed Rashid, calls the arrest a major development in the U.S.-led effort to uproot the Al-Qaeda terrorist network and track down its leader Osama bin Laden and Mullah Omar, the leader of the Taliban in Afghanistan.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was the main operations and military commander of Al-Qaeda worldwide. Over the last 11 years, most of the recruits who were taken in and trained by Al-Qaeda passed through his hands. He probably knows the whereabouts of most of the cells around the world. He probably knows the rough whereabouts of bin Laden and Mullah Omar.
Mr. Rashid says there will be a rush to interrogate the Al-Qaeda suspect.
I think Mohammed was very much organizing the latest terrorist attacks against the United States and Europe, which we heard about last month when the U.S. raised the security alert to orange and the Europeans took major security precautions. And I think these plots were associated with groups who were in touch with Mohammed. So Mohammed will also be able to point the finger at groups who may be on the verge of carrying out terrorist attacks.
Analysts say the arrest of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed has demonstrated the crucial role Pakistan is playing in the fight against the Al-Qaeda network. Mr. Rashid says that this will have a positive impact on Pakistan's relations with the United States.
Pakistan was facing a lot of problems with the Americans on many issues, such as the accusations of equipment being sent to North Korea, nuclear-related equipment to North Korea, tense relations with India, and the issue of Kashmir infiltration, and the issue of harboring Taliban. I think for the time being, this capture will probably allow the relationship to improve between America and Pakistan.
Pakistan has arrested more than 400 Al-Qaeda suspects in the past year. They include the terror network's suspected chief financier Abu Zubaydah and Ramzi bin al-Shib, an alleged plotter of the September 11th attacks. But Islamabad has come under pressure to do more to guard its border region, where remnants of the Taliban are suspected of launching attacks across the border against U.S. forces in neighboring Afghanistan. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.